USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Hurricane Dorian now expected to be a Category 4 storm when it hits Florida either late Monday or early Tuesday, the Miami-Dade County, Florida mayor is telling residents...
Residents should make sure that emergency equipment, such as hurricane shutters and battery-powered radios, are in good working order.
And while he advises people to be ready to evacuate, Mayor Carlos Jimenez says it's too early to start ordering evacuations.
It's all dependent on the direction of the storm. It's also dependent on the strength of the storm and our best calculations as to storm surge. We evacuate due to storm surge.
Some forecasters saying there's a possibility of a nightmare scenario where the storm could move west across Florida and make a second landfall in the Panhandle. That's what happened with Hurricanes Andrew and Aaron the 1990s. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans hitting the road or heading to the airports in record numbers for this upcoming Labor Day weekend. Travel experts say about 17.5 million people will be flying, and that's about 4% more than last year. He won't be prosecuted, but a scathing report's been released on former FBI Chief James Comey's handling of memos, including one that was leaked to the New York Times. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz declined to make a recommendation to charge James Comey with a crime, but the report was critical of the former FBI director for violating policies regarding his handling of official memos that contain classified information. The inspector general declared Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of the memos violated department and FBI policies, as well as his own employment agreement with the Bureau. Comey gave the material to a friend who was an attorney, who then gave it to the New York Times.
And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Are some at Fox News leaning left? USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
In the past, it helped him staff his administration, shape his agenda, and amplify his messages. But now President Trump is becoming a sharp critic of Fox News. He sharply criticized it on Wednesday morning in a trio of tweets, in one referring to the network as hopeless and clueless. That followed a newsroom anchor interviewing a DNC official. Several Fox News personalities have been pushing back since the president tweeted, but executives for Newsmax and One American News Network say they've already been picking up some disaffected Fox viewers as the president urges his fans to turn the channel from Fox.
One Democratic presidential candidate not happy with the Democratic National Committee, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Democratic Representative and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has denounced the Democratic National Committee for its lack of transparency after learning she likely won't qualify for the third Democratic primary debate.
And there's a whole bunch of different polls that have come out. The DNC has only recognized some of them as being qualifying polls for the debate. The whole thing gets a little bit confusing, and you've got to jump way down into the weeds of the numbers and the statistics. I think the bigger problem is the whole process really lacks transparency. People deserve having that transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be.
Gabbard was speaking there on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.